So yesterday we spoke with Kaylin Andrus, a 23-year-old diagnosed with a rare form of bone cancer. She's in remission, but she described her experience with cancer and people's odd reactions to it as full of hilarious comedy. She's actually producing a graphic novel about her experiences. And we asked you whether comedy is a help in times of difficulty, and we got tons of responses.
My husband was diagnosed with a tumor on his pancreas, malignant. And the nurse was explaining to him all about what was going to happen during the 8.5-hour operation. His brother and sister were there, who had come from Spain. Neither one spoke English. And as the nurse finished, she said, "Is there anything else that I can do for you?" And my husband said, "Yes, would you mind please taking my brother down first, operating on him, see how it goes, and then I'll let you know if I want the operation." Meanwhile, his brother, who understood none of this, was shaking his head. "Yes, that's fine."
Oh, what a great story. Not everyone appreciated the humor approach.
As George in Massachusetts, all you do is try to make bad jokes about everything. You know, yeah, sure, cancer is funny. But ask me if that girl's hilarious when it remisses or any other thing like that. Get a little serious once in a while.
We get serious plenty, but we're always serious about your responses. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE if you have a story like this.
My name is Martin on Cape Cod, Massachusetts. I'm the oldest of three brothers, and we share really a offbeat sense of humor all our lives. A couple of years ago, one of my brothers was diagnosed with early Alzheimer's. And so I immediately sent him a gift, which was a big ball of twine, and I printed out instructions, which was to tie one end to his belt and the other end to his doorknob so he could take a walk and not get lost. He thought it was hysterical. We three did. I sent him a book at one point, and he sent back to me, and he said, "Well, I'll never have to get another book. I just keep rereading the first chapter all the time."
Oh, bittersweet humor there. Duncan Rogers, a writer and actor, you also responded to our call. You can relate to that humor, can't you?
Yeah, I certainly can. How are you today?
Great. Tell me a story in your life.
Real quickly, my father passed away in 1994. And he had always dreamed. We lived in Massachusetts at the time, and we wanted to have the interment up in Vermont. So there was a fairly long span of time between his death and his interment. And when we finally had it up in Vermont, I don't know how graphic to get, but it was a smallish urn, so his grave was fairly small. And at the end of the ceremony, we were told to tap the dirt down, and they left a board so that they could flatten the surface of the ground so they could put the stone there. And as most of the people had left, it was just basically my family still around the gravesite. For whatever reason, I stepped on that board to tamp it down and jumped on it and just started saying, hop on pop from the Dr. Seuss story. It didn't go over too great with my mother, but my brother and my sister were both laughing at the time, and it definitely eased my sort of day's pain.
Why does humor make these things real, in a sense, as well as coping with the pain?
I'm not sure. I think, for me, it was completely unplanned. It was completely spontaneous, and there was never a thought of, is this appropriate or inappropriate?
Right.
It was almost a physical reaction to the grief and my particular way of expelling that grief at that particular time was to do something kind of inappropriate.
It worked.
And silly.
Completely appropriate by our way of thinking. Duncan Rogers, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome.
Duncan Rogers responded to our call at 877-8-MY-TAKE when humor is the best medicine. He's a writer and actor, and now he's someone who helped make you laugh this morning. Thanks, Duncan.